For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, while he was ministering, he said something and it took me aback. I was like, what did I just hear? When he said that sin can stop intercession. So I opened my ears very well to listen. And when he explained what happened at Genesis, I now understood when God said, when the Israelites sinned, he said, even if Moses and Job were in this city, I will not their destruction is set. They will only save themselves. That is, only Moses and Job will go out. Even their family will go. You know, sin is more powerful than witchcraft. What witchcraft cannot do in your life, iniquity will do it. What witchcraft, what Babalawo and Dilawo cannot do, sin will do it. The children of Israel were in a situation where they brought Balaam, one of the greatest soothsayers. The Bible called him a soothsayer. He couldn't curse them. Why? Because they were righteous. You are as a believer, no charm will work against you. But allow sin to enter. What the DBA cannot do, iniquity will do it. I have watched Nigerian movies. They tried to kill a pastor. They could not. They sent a lady to him. In the bed of fornication, they struck him dead. That is the power of sin. It's not whether sin will take you to heaven or not. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But sin is potent. It has power. Hallelujah. I want to warn again, there may be something you are struggling with. It may not be fornication or alcohol, but it may be bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, malice. These things are more deadly than alcohol. Are we together? I want to talk to God and say, Father, help me. You know yourself, I know myself. I want to communicate to God and say, Father, help me. Father, Lord, help me. Father, help me. I want to be prepared. Nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth those that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Father, Lord, help me. Present your challenge to God. Lord, I am suffering from lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. I am suffering from bitterness, anger, malice, unforgiveness. Father, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, oh God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Our time is gone. Just keep quiet. The 5 minutes we minister a song to us and then I'll come up. Hallelujah. Can we take our seat? Praise God. How many of us we are blessed at all? Hallelujah. I was just there on my seat. I was just yakking. I'm waiting for them to come up. Hallelujah. Believe God will help us all in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place, fill our heart with your love, your love. reason we came to encounter your love, your love surrounds us. The atmosphere is changing now for the Spirit of the Lord. The evidence is all around. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is all around. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. That the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing this place, fill our heart with your love, surround us. You're the reason we came, you're the reason we came to encounter your love, your love. For the Spirit of the Lord is you. The evidence is all around. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The miracle cannot happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. The evidence is for the Spirit of the Lord is here. And overflowing this place, fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Overflowing this place, fill our heart, fill our heart. Your will be done.
Father, we thank you. Come on, are we talking to God at all? Are we talking to God? Can we talk to God? Say, Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for this atmosphere. Father, we thank you. 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 We give you all the praise. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. All the adoration. We have exalted. We have exalted. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate the prayer? Seat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Has it been awesome? Has it been awesome? Can we smile if it has been awesome? Okay, can you shout if it has been awesome? Yeah. Hallelujah. This conference has been awesome for me personally. The teaching sessions, the presentations, everything that has been happening. Hallelujah. And I believe God will do us good. Hallelujah. The first message we have received already, I believe, was a bomb and a life-changing ability for us. And I believe what God will do in the few minutes that we have, it will be another blessing. Hallelujah. The theme has been the Great Commission. Yesterday we looked at the Great Commission. This morning we had two powerful sessions. We looked at, the guest minister gave us a powerful message on the supernatural. Hallelujah. We looked at the necessity of the supernatural. He gave us how to assess the supernatural and the importance of it. If you are not around, I will admonish us to get the message. If you don't want to download it, you can get it manually. Hallelujah. It will be a blessing from us. I used to get messages from people from far about the messages, and I believe God will bless us as we do that in the name of Jesus Christ. So in the few minutes we have, we'll look at, you have what it takes to evangelize. Hallelujah. We've looked at the souls that are ripe. We look at fields. We look at the supernatural. We look at the power of sin. Evening will be a charge to us, and the theme is you have what it takes to evangelize. Matthew 28 from verse 18, one more time. Matthew 28 from verse 18, one more time. You have what it takes to evangelize. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that on screen? Okay. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Is that right? So this is an instruction for us, and then when we look at the supernatural, when he was talking, it almost looked like without the supernatural we cannot do anything much. Hallelujah. And it's actually the truth. Without the need of the supernatural, and then I want to show us from scripture, the Lord gave me five proofs that every believer have what it takes to evangelize. Hallelujah. The truth is, many of us, we don't like Joshua Selman, for example. Many of us don't really like him. All we like about him is the anointing. You know that? The reason why you like Apostle Selman, is because of the anointing. If he was not anointed, you saw him on the street, you know, everyone, okay, pass. The reason why you like him is because of the anointing upon him. Three of us. That's the truth. The reason we are celebrating that they are Adeboye is not because he's gentle or calm. If he was not anointed, we will see him and we will pass him. The reason why people are celebrated is not only because of character, but because of their hand and the supernatural of God. And I believe God will help us. Hallelujah. So I give us five proofs. First of all, how many of us were here the first day this church started? 19 January. How many of us were here? Who was here? Okay. We spoke about the Great Commission that day. And I remember I gave three reasons why every Christian can do the Great Commission. Hallelujah. It's not my sermon today, but let me just recap. The Bible says, these people that he gave the instruction to, they are people that has been with him for 3 years. Is that true? Correct? 3 or 3.5 years. And then the Bible says a tree that was planted after 3 years, you expect harvest. So if you have been a believer for 3 years, you can do the Great Commission. Hallelujah. You can get that message and listen to it. So now the first proof that you can do the Great Commission is because you have Jesus in you. And the greatest power in the universe is in you. The first proof that you can do the Great Commission is you have Jesus in you. How many of us have Jesus in us? John chapter 1 verse 12. John 1 verse 12. The first proof, the greatest, you cannot even do the Great Commission if you don't have Jesus Christ to start with. Hallelujah. So every believer has Jesus. The Bible says, but as many as received him,
to then give me power to what? To what? To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
First John 5:11. Hallelujah. First John 5:11. You have Jesus inside of you, and that is the greatest power in the universe. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Hallelujah. So if you have Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, you have God living in you. Praise God. So you have Jesus, that means you can go on with your great commission. Number two reason that you can do the great commission is you have the greatest spiritual personality living in you. That is the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus and you have the greatest force on the universe. That is the Holy Ghost living in you. 1 Corinthians 3:16. You have the greatest force on the universe living inside of you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God does what? Dwelleth in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So first of all, you have Jesus. Secondly, you have the Holy Ghost. And that is the greatest spiritual influence on earth. Hallelujah. You have the Holy Ghost in you. You have him. The Holy Spirit is in you, in as much as he was in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the greatest force, and you have him in him. How many of us have the Holy Ghost? How many of us have the Holy Spirit? Yes. All of us have the Holy Spirit. Many of us can speak in tongues, and that is the greatest force and greatest power on earth. So having Jesus, having the Holy Spirit has qualified you for the Great Commission. Number three, you have access to the Word of God and a direct line of communication to God. That is prayer. You have access to the Word of God, and then you have a direct line, communication access to God, and that is prayer. In Matthew 7:7, God talking to believers and to his disciples, he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. We have a direct, I don't know that the Bible says God is angry with a sinner every day. Is that true? Is that true? But they all believers, you have an access. Anytime, you know the song? Anytime we call, you answer. You know that song? Anytime we talk, knock, God opens to us because we are his sons. I read of a story. Is it George Bush was having a meeting with the highest cabinet in US. Hallelujah. And then his son walked up through the door. And then, you know, the president is all, of course, sitting at the front. The son, up the door opened, and everywhere in the table was quiet. Then the son ran, and climbed up to the leg of his father and sat down. As far as he's concerned, he's my father. He's not the president of America. Is that correct? He sat down. He said, Daddy, who are these people? Then the president said, these are the cabinet, these are my cabinet. Then he look at them and say, this is my daddy, pointing to George Bush. Because as far as the son is concerned, this is my father. That is what we have to God. God is our, anytime we call, he answers us. So we have to access to the Word of God. This is the greatest potency. There is a man that said that after he gave the Bible 100 years, the Bible will be a piece of antedated antiquity. That the Bible will no longer exist after 100 years. Hallelujah. That man died and his house became the headquarters of Bible production capacity. I don't know if you know the story. This is the greatest book that has ever lived, that we live. And you have the house. How many of us have the Bible? I know many of us don't have anyway. But most of us should have the Bible. It's not true. There are many people that don't have the hard copy Bible. Many Christians. That's really painful. This is, I've watched videos in China that they took Bible to them and they were struggling as if it was food to have a copy. Struggling. Some people killed, some people sacrificed their life. William Tyndale, John Hyde, people that translate the Bible, they killed, they were burnt to translate this thing. This is the same thing we have now. Some of us carry it to church. This pastor is disturbing us. Must I carry Bible? Bible in my heart. Some cannot buy 700 naira Bible. Hallelujah. You are not the one I'm talking about, some. Praise God. Some don't have a good Bible. The ones you have is inherited. Father, or the one they gave your mother during her wedding. When you, if your, some of us, the Bible, they, it's not our name that are there. Or when you're leaving secondary school, very, very serious. It is very wrong for a believer not to have a Bible. I'm not your father, but I'm talking to you like your father. But it's very wrong. If you are not responsible, if you don't have a Bible, you are not. So like you are not a responsible student if you come to class without jotting a Bible. You are not responsible. Hallelujah. So you cannot claim you have, you must have a Bible to start with. So you have a Bible, you can check up anything. You can read and the Bible says, touch not my anointed. You can read the Bible says, go, I am with you. He said, all power in heaven have been given unto me. Go therefore. That means I am the president. Go there and see. Let me see who challenge you. That's the meaning of that statement. Altogether. So we have access to the Bible. We have access to prayer. But many of us don't even call God to talk with. Hallelujah. We have access to God. Anytime you wake up in the bed, you can stretch in the toilet and say, God, how far? And God will hear you. Is it true? Yes. But in those days, to talk to God, you must be a priest to start with. And you must be very holy, because if you go and you are sin, they will tie a robe, you are dead. But now we have the line direct. We have the word of God to us. Hallelujah. So you are qualified for the Great Commission. You have Jesus in you. You have the Holy Spirit, the greatest potent force on earth. The person that made the world. The person that created Lucifer and the demon. You have it in him. He gave us an exegesis of John 4 in the morning. He said, greater is he that is in us. That means the man. Oh God. We have all it takes to evangelize. Hallelujah. You may not be Daddy Adeboye, but do you have these three things I've mentioned? Do you have them?
Yes, sir.
You are qualified. Number 14 that you have is, God has consciously given us everything we need to evangelize. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. God has consciously given us everything. 2 Peter 1 3. To evangelize. Everything we need. The Bible says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Half is a past tense. Is that correct? Is that correct? Are we here? Half, is it a past tense? Has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, through the knowledge, through the Bible, of him that has called us to glory and effect. The Bible says, no man goeth to war at his own expense. The master sponsor your war. Hallelujah. So, God has given us all you need to evangelize. Just step out. Just step out. Step out. Finally, reason or final proof that you have all it takes is you have the fivefold ministers around you. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11 to 13. Ephesians 4 verse 11 to 11 to 13. You have the fivefold ministers around you is the final proof that you have all it takes. The Bible says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, 12, sir, for the perfecting of the saints. All together, we just finished a series in our Friday services. We have talked about all this. Every service, we handle one of them. You can get the messages and listen to them. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So you have people like us to teach you about evangelism, and we are doing it. I am doing my part. Am I not doing my part? Am I not? Have I not been teaching us? This is what we are there for. To edify the saints, so that it's not everybody that can reach. But as I talk, Emmanuel Sani got his working place. Somebody come to buy product. He talks to them about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You go to your workplace, government house, you do your work. You go there, you do your work. That is why we are here, to teach you. And we are doing our part. So the five reasons why you are qualified for evangelism. Number one, you Jesus and you have it. Is that one ticked? Holy Spirit, you have it. Is that one ticked? Do you have the Bible and access to prayer? Is that one ticked? Has God given you everything you need? Number five, do you have pastors, prophets, evangelists around you? So why have you not been evangelizing? Why have you not been doing it? Or why have you not been passionate or extravagant about it? Hallelujah. Why have you not? What, from January, I will not be sure if there is somebody here that has never spoken to somebody about Jesus Christ from January till today, 30th of April. You have never spoken to somebody about Jesus, not once, by mistake. You have never, and by mistake, you have never shared anything gospel on your line. You have never, so you have all these five things. So why are we not evangelizing? Because we are qualified. And one day, don't forget, you will stand before God. We'll talk about tomorrow. We'll talk about, you will stand before God one day, and you will say, Moyo, you had Apostle Jotham screaming and shouting about evangelism and you didn't do anything. No, that will not be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. And anybody that will listen to this message, you have heard it. The day you hear, no excuse for you. Hallelujah. So now that you are hearing the word of God, what will you do? How will you do? Or what will you do? Number one, is fan into the flame the inherent potentials that are in you. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. 1 Timothy 4 verse 14. If you can have another translation apart from King James. Hallelujah. Fan into flame inherent potentials that are things that are resident in you. Fan them to flame. Fan them to flame. And the special gift of ministry you are given. Come on, can we read this together? And that special gift of ministry you were what? When the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed, keep that what? Dusted off and in use. The ability in you, let it be dusted. Let it be always in use. Hallelujah. First, there are resident potentials in you. Some of you have, every time I sleep, I used to see witches in my dream. I used to see me. I used to see vision. Every damn dream. That is a potential of a seer. Develop it. Don't be seeing Nigerian movie every time. It's a potential. Anytime you see somebody that is, you have passion. Anytime you see something like that, it's a potential. Develop it. You can play sumo instrument and do something every time. Kiji. Develop it, hallelujah. You can preach anytime you start to preach. Develop the potential. There are inherent potentials in you. Develop it. Build it up. Hallelujah. Develop them. Fan it to flame. The Bible says, keep it in use. That's what Mas Moro said. The richest place in this world is a grave. Many books are unwritten because I'm busy watching Netflix. Busy watching movies. You will not write the books. You will not sharpen your capacity. You will not write a review. You will not post a message. You will not share the message. You will not develop. Many of us, everybody here, has potentials in them. But some of us are not developed. They are not there. Lying there, resident in. So develop them. Say, I will develop it. I will fan it into flame. How many of us know a potential in you that you must fan to flame? Do you know something like that? How many of us know what it takes to fan them to flame? Do you know what it takes? Get our messages, you know what it takes. Hallelujah. Number two, step out in faith. One, step out in faith to evangelize. Step out in faith. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 24 from verse 27, when Abraham sent his servant to look for a wife for Isaac, the Bible says, the last statement says that I was in the way and the Lord led me. One day, wake up in the morning and say, today is Thursday. I am stepping out on evangelism. Step out. All together. Today is Friday. I am stepping out on evangelism. Step out. Today is Wednesday. I don't have any routine. Or today, I am dedicated today for evangelism. You have 365 days. None of the days you use for God. Hallelujah. But you visit your friend and you are talking Nigeria, Buhari, Yahya Bello, irrelevant, inconsequential issues. But you can visit your friend and go for 10 hours. You can be on WhatsApp for 15 hours and be chatting, finishing 10 gig in a day or in a month. But you cannot give 30 minutes to evangelize to somebody. So step out in faith. What if I meet somebody and say Gehenna, like the man of God said, if you don't know Gehenna, go in, go continue on what you know. Hallelujah. Leave that person. The Bible says, if anybody cannot solve, leave his problem. The problem is about his own issues. Look for your level. Step out in faith. Look for somebody and tell them about Jesus Christ. Don't walk out. You see one drunkard when you're working. You see one madman. You see somebody you will talk to every time. In the church, you will see somebody you will talk to. In the market, you will see somebody. In the bank, you will see somebody. So step out to talk to somebody. Hallelujah. Step out. Number three, work within the company of good people. Look for right mentors that believe in evangelism. Work around people like me. People that believe in evangelism. Let's go. A man of God, me, that's why. Let's go on evangelism. Hallelujah. I remember one day he said they went for evangelism with the rocket around this area. So that's very, very exciting. There are somebody like that that can push you to evangelism. Hallelujah. Work with mentors that talk about evangelism. People that pursues you to go and do the work of God. Have them, and the Bible says, he that works with the wise shall be what? Wise. And the evil company, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Evil company corrupt good morals. Not everybody that, when you are around in Champions League, Premier League, new movie. Useless, inconsequential. You have been watching Champions League for 35 years, or for 5 years now. You don't miss any match. You can mention the first 11 and second 11. Mention 7 disciples you don't know. 7 disciples. You should be ashamed. It's the truth. It's the truth. Some can mention first 11, second 11. Mention 12 disciples. Thomas. Jesus. They will even mention Jesus is the disciples. Hallelujah. You think I'm joking? So we take examples here. We'll not do it. Hallelujah. But you see what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, some people can mention 66 movie stars, but mention 66 books of the Bible. All of them are names. You cannot. And you are 35, 27. You are a Christian for 27 years. So I've got to correct people that their head is correct around you. Anytime you meet, it's useless talk. Football, anytime you come around me, you're talking about government. I know this time is wasted. I won't you. The first day, the Bible says your time, I will mark you and avoid you. Anytime you come, you don't have something important to talk. Either anything that will bring money to me, increase me in the gospel, or something productive. Because if you sit down in phase 2 and talk about your Ebelo till tomorrow, it won't change anything. What you are saying and posting in your Android useless phone, he will never read it. Is it true? He will never. All the things that people are saying about Buhari, is he even aware? He will not, he's not aware. Rant and say all you want to say. You say, oh my people, I will do what I want to do. And you will do it. People that don't watch football can sit down and criticize. Somebody with butt belly criticizing and talking. The first time that Rooney came to Nigeria, he complained of malaria and insulted Nigeria. Is it Nigeria or Africa? Is it South Africa he came? Man, you 2007 to 2006. Okay, you started watching football that time. Okay, let's watch football that time. In Southern Africa, that Africa gave him malaria, man, you were complaining and shouting. That is the same people you are killing yourself for. Hallelujah. So what we write people, that motivate you towards the thing of the kingdom. Let's go to evangelism. You have a friend and not going to evangelism, begin to suspect a friend now. Look, if you have a friend here, look at the friend with one eye. Oh boy, that means you have been a bad friend. You have never talked to me about Jesus Christ. You have never said about evangelism. Is that correct? Now, if two of you are friends in this place, that means from now, change. Work together. Text somebody. Go to FMC. Is anybody sick here? I want to pray for you. Is anybody? Go to specialists. Hallelujah. Work. Go, take a friend. Time to walk and stroll. Hallelujah. Yes. Work with right people. Number four is activate boldness and a life of holiness. Activate boldness and a life of holiness. 2 Timothy 2 verse 19 and then Proverbs 28 verse 1. Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked run when no one is pursuing them. 2 Timothy says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord stands, they shall have in it the Lord the way those that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Imagine you go, I watched one movie. Taye was the one that showed me one small clip like that. A young guy, they went on evangelism, church evangelism, and the street they went to was a brothel. You know what is a brothel? Where prostitutes are. And then one of the ladies recognized him as our customer. Oh, but you two are here. You know, he was a customer, but he was in the evangelism team in the church. So they told him, when they shared him and said, you follow this place, he didn't want to go. He was trying to avoid it. But the leader insisted, go here. So when he was going, he was trying to hide behind. Oh boy, Johnson, you are here. That is what sin can do to you. As I'm stepping out to evangelize, you see somebody fornicating, you avoid them, you look for people that are smoking because you know you are guilty of that sin. But live righteously, boldly. Live righteous, holy, and bold, so that it can give you boldness. You can step up, because what you don't conquer, you cannot confront. Hallelujah. Conquer it. And then when you stand before people and say, I was, that is what many of us that God has helped. Be free. Hallelujah. But be bold. Be bold. And then grow, be mature. The Bible is beginning in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Say, now that you ought to be teachers, grow and develop. Don't be babies. Grow in the things of the kingdom. Grow in the things of the kingdom. Be mature. Be matured. Constantly work on your spiritual growth and maturity. Hallelujah. Constantly, Bible says, for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have made that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become, now there are many people that are 25 years, 27 years, they have been Christian for 7 or 27 years. And then talk about talk about repentance. What is repentance in the Bible? They don't know. Talk about water baptism. What is Holy Ghost baptism? They don't know. Give them a sermon and say, talk about this. They don't know. They can't do it. Do you know that? Not because they're not believers, but they don't know these things. So grow up. Grow up. It's not every question they can ask you and you should not be able to answer. 2 Peter 3 verse 5, verse 15 says, sanctify the Lord your God in your heart and be ready to give an answer to every question that asks you the reason of your faith in Christ. So you should be able to study. Not plainly scripture. If somebody asks you about wearing trousers, what will you quote? Hallelujah. If somebody asks you about eating pig meat, what will you say? If somebody asks you about rapture, what will you say? Somebody about the second coming, what will you say? When is tribulation, what will you say? So grow up, don't be a baby. Grow up. Hallelujah. Be a muscular person in the realm of the spirit. A weak challenge in the night. My body, I did not do anything like that. I don't have the devil. No. How long will you be doing that? I did not touch your thing, so you think you cannot touch me. Demons don't respond to that kind of thing. Hallelujah. I did not come to any place. I am not bad. No. Grow up. Grow up. Your tongue is malanda, 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 malanda for 4 years. Kuribada, kuridaba, kubarada. Look, 3 syllables. For 4 or 5 years of Christianity. When your example is kula daba, kula, kula, kula. Hallelujah. 4 years. Since the end is same to some people can never, I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I started speaking in tongues 1 hour straight. Straight. After I got baptized, I tested it. Shabala, it's true. I tried to think whether I was one thinking. It's not true. It's true. Shabala. Yeah. From there, I went straight to prayer street. It's working. Oh my God. So I went the next day, 1 hour. I checked my time, 12. I said till 1, no English. That time was 2 or 3 syllables like that. After 1 month, the gear changed. You know what I mean? I'm doing that after 2 years, the gear will change. Oh, King James, I remember when you hear the thoughts, you will love it. You will, it's looking scriptural. Somebody is looking scriptural. The people when you hear that, they just shut up, Moses speaking to us. Develop yourself. Wait. This is not joke. Develop yourself. Hallelujah. Build your spiritual potency. Build your scripture. Every time me, I don't even care about Greek and Hebrew. It's not about Greek and Hebrew. I'm educated. You should be ashamed. Simple is the app. Get the app. Study the word. This word. Punch. What is the Greek word? Know something. No. Hallelujah. Develop yourself. Build that potential. Every song they rise. You don't know the song, you're waiting for chorus. Is it the chorus? Okay, I know this, or is it chorus? I know. You will not know it. Build yourself. Hallelujah. Develop yourself. The most song you've been listening for 15 years. Maybe so you don't know it. But you know scale a wolf as one to the last one. You know the less, you know nobody from beginning to the end. You know them. But in the things of God, you're not interested. You are not that person I'm talking about. Because you develop yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ. So what do you do? Number one, I said, was what? Number one was what? Number two. Number three. And then number four, I said, was what? Boldness and holy. Finally, I said, was constantly work on spiritual maturity. Now, I'll give us 7 samples ways of evangelism. Quickly and then. Hallelujah. 7 simple ways. Number one way of evangelism. Now you are wondering, now I am not salty, I cannot talk like you, I am not evangelist. There are many ways you can evangelize. Many ways. If I mention these seven and you don't find anyone you can use.
So, I don't know what we do again.
Number one is confrontational evangelism. Matthew 28 verse 13. And then Matthew 28 verse 13. Confrontational evangelism. You walk up to somebody and say, this thing you are doing is a sin. Is that confrontational? That is confrontational. The Bible says there are many examples in scriptures. Say the disciple came by now. No, is that what I said?
No, that was what I said.
23:13. And then Matthew 3 verse 8. Hallelujah. So confrontation. Jesus Christ went to them and confronted them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! That is too confrontational. Is that correct? Now he says, very, very, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrite! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You never go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that I entered it to go in. Confrontational. Hallelujah. Number two way is intellectual evangelism. Acts Matthew 17 verse 2. Acts chapter 8 verse 34 to 36. Intellectual evangelism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says daily in the scripture, let's have Acts 8:34. Bible says Paul went to the temple and reasoned with them with scripture. Hallelujah. There are people that you reason with them intellectually, but then in reasoning to them, you have to be anointed. And then Enoch answered Philip and said, I pray thee of you who speak the prophet. And then he explained to him. That was the Enoch that was traveling, and then he was reading the Bible, he didn't understand. And then Philip came and explained to him. So intellectual level. But you must be careful with intellectual evangelism, because if you can argue somebody to believe Jesus Christ, somebody can argue him out. Is it true? Come on, is that correct? If I can argue with you to accept Jesus Christ, somebody can argue you out also. So in intellectual, you have to be very anointed. People like rabbis, that's what we call Christian apologetics. Altogether, the reason scripture, there are people that you have to deal with them. When you want to preach to a professor, you cannot come and say, Jesus loves you. People like that, you have to talk sense. You true? You have to talk sense. You have to talk sense. You cannot come and say, Jesus loves you. Oh, okay, I heard you. You have to explain to, and you know, when you are talking to them, you have to speak correct ways. If you don't have English, you must have enough power. Hallelujah. Yes. But you need both. You need both. Before I used to pray, when I got my letter, I said, Lord, take away the English and give me power. I later knew that was a wrong prayer. Hallelujah. You need both the power and the English. Say no. If you come here and I'm saying, thou wentest thou, and then I was, Moyo say, I'm not coming here. What is that? You want to call the demon and say, went out. Praise God. But if you are anointed, the demon understand what you wanted to see. You will go out. Praise God. So you need to be intellectual. So intellectual evangelism. Those of you that can write things and then present them on your Facebook, on WhatsApp. Create channels. Create pages. Evangelism page. That is a page. Churches. That is somebody's mindset. Is that correct? There is a kingdom dynamics hub. Many have a page on YouTube. I saw one of his videos. Is it 97 downloads of Apostle Joshua Selman messages? 97,000 downloads. Unbelievable, is that not? 97,000. Many of us, I don't know about you. That is the one I know. So I'm talking about the one I know. Many of us might have great in thousands. Two that kind of a thing. Present it. Hallelujah. Number three way of evangelism is testimonial evangelism. John 4:29 and then 39. Testimonial. The Bible says, come and see a man which told me all the things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then verse 39. She went to them and began to testify what Jesus did. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. He told me. So she went and testified. She didn't preach. She only shared her what? Testimony. Are we together? You cannot preach, share your testimony. When Duncan Williams was saved, he could not speak English. So all he began to say, I was Nicky. He was known in Ghana to be a real bad boy. You know when they say bad boy? The ones that bad boy called bad boy. That was the way Archbishop Duncan Williams was. But he said that all he was doing was to share his testimony. And when people hear his testimony, they say, wow, they come and give their life to Christ. Many of us have stories that we can share to encourage somebody. Is that true? You have stories like that. I was once broke. And then look at it. Look at how God has changed me and polished and put ghetto to my trouser. You know what? When I began to serve God, I began to serve in prayer unit. This is what God did to me. Come and serve God. Come to church and do it and see if God will not change your story. That is evangelism. The pastor said he almost smoked. Hallelujah. He almost began to take wee-wee, ganja. And God delivered him. So when he see a young man, he will tell him his story. I was almost involved in fornication, or I was into fornication, and then God helped me. You see somebody into that, tell them your story. Altogether. So don't avoid that. That is a system. Share your story. Have you never have a story that you think can help somebody? Plenty of people like that. So why are you telling people at all? Tell them. Hallelujah. Tell them. I read one page one day of a lady that saw me family as myself. I could not believe it. She shared a story of how she was raped. Many people don't share that kind of a story. Is that true? How she was raped. When I read that, it was unbelievable. But when I saw over hundreds of comments and people were like, what? Share your story. You know the story, the powerful song by Marvin Sapp, praise him in advance. Say, tell your story. Tell it. It will help somebody. Hallelujah. The reason why I'm in ministry is because I read ministry of many people that started ministry. I read their story and I'm encouraged and I'm motivated. Hallelujah. So tell your story. Number four is interpersonal evangelism. Acts chapter 8 from verse 30, Acts 30 to 31. And then John chapter 4, interpersonal evangelism. Now this is one-on-one, where you go and talk with the person and then relate with the person one-on-one about evangelism and tell to them about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Interpersonal. This is very, very important. Because in evangelism like this, people can be able to open up to you and really tell them their challenges. Is that correct? Interpersonal evangelism. And then number 5 is invitational evangelism. John chapter 1 verse 45 to 46, invitational. Invitational. Philip finded Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Then verse 46 says, and Nathanael said unto him, what? Can there even good thing come out of Nazareth? Then Philip said unto him, what? Come and see. How many of us have invited somebody to this church before? And then he said, come and hear my apostle. Come and hear. How many of us have done that before? They have done that before. That is nice. That is evangelic. Now you have not, you may not really, and when the person came, I believe he had something that you will never be able to tell him. Is that correct? Invite them. Hallelujah. So if you cannot pretend, invite somebody to church and say, okay, oh boy, let's go. I will pay your transport. Let's go. Invite them. That is a system of evangelism. You may not be confrontational, you may not be fiery. All you need to do though, invite the person. There are empties there. Just bring the person and say, just come. Come and hear. Come and see. Come and hear something. There is one man of God. There is one man of God. Come and hear. Invite them. That is a system. Everybody that went to a crusade was invited. Hope you know that. And then they were not the preacher that saved them, but they were somebody invited them. And when they go to heaven, those people will be rewarded. Is that you know true? They will be. So invite somebody. This church started with one person. Well, one person I spoke with, the person invited everybody. The person invited everybody. Is it true? Yes, it was one person. I remember when I was there, it was one person, Mint, was the only person I had. Everybody from SCCF is as a result of Mint. Mint, it may not be for Mint directly. Mint invited Prof. Prof invited somebody. Somebody invited somebody. And then it extrapolated like that. One person. I mean, all of you deserve my appreciation. Is that true? That is invitation. You too, you need to do something. Invite somebody. Invite somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Jesus, Joba, Michael, I can remember plenty of people. In fact, tell them to go to church. Invite the people to go to church. Wake up in the morning, your neighbor is not going. Why are you going to go to church? Let me pay your transport. Invite them, then they do crusade. Hallelujah. Number 4 is serving. Number 6 is serving. Evangelism by service. Your service can spur somebody to serve God. Hallelujah. And your service can spur somebody to serve God. So invite somebody. Serve. Hallelujah. Be part of the work. Be part of the work. Be part of the work. Somebody can come here and hear the music. And by the music, they will keep coming again. Is it true? They will keep coming again. Not necessarily because of the message. So don't because of the choir ministration. they will come again because of the choir. There are many churches, the reason people are coming there is because of the choir. Is that true? Yes. So you can be the usher. Just excellent ushering work can make somebody come. I like the way that lady smiled to me. She has opened it. I'm coming. Next one is coming again. So your service is a system of evangelism. All together. So serve properly. There are some ushers that draw people away from church. Hope you know that. A newcomer coming. Sit down here now. If you want to stand up. You have not experienced that before. You have not. Yeah, I still have not. Wow. I have seen it not once, not twice. Say that if you're not sitting now, go. You know for us to go. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not joking. I don't want to mention the name of churches that are basically. It's not really the church, it's the people. Hallelujah. Sit down here. If you're not sitting down here, you must sit down here. Stand up. The pastor said you must sit down here. Somebody may be having pain or something may want to sit down behind. No, you must sit down here. I'm not saying you should disobey ushers. For those that are disobeying ushers, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying some people can be naturally rude and then drive away people from church. Hallelujah. Some leaders have pushed some unit members away from church. Some leaders, unit heads, have pursued their unit members away from church. By, you did not do this, but your punishment is 3 days fasting straight. Is it by force? I'm not coming again. So your service is a system of evangelism. Hallelujah. So take that serious. And then finally, it's your character. Your character. Acts 11:26. The Bible says the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Christians means Christ-like. Hallelujah. When they looked at them, they looked like Christ. Hallelujah. They looked like Christ. Your character is the strongest form of evangelism. So number one, I said, was what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. How many of us have seen two or three that you can do? Is there anyone you can do among these seven? That is very, very easy. If you cannot preach, like there's one hymn book. If you cannot preach like Paul, you can give your widows. You know that hymn? You know that song? Okay, you didn't go to Orthodox church. Also, those that we are brought up in Orthodox. You know hymns, Belly, Valentia, Leah. Yes, invitational. Any of this, you can use any of them. And then God, let me tell you something. It's not everybody that shouted and preached. Rehard Bonnke's crusade majorly was sponsored by John Kenneth Copeland. Are you aware? Are you aware of that? Yes. But all we know is Rehard Bonnke. Kenneth Copeland sponsored most of his crusades. Most of his crusades. But we don't know it because it's on the background. So many people, you must not hold the mic like I said in the morning. You must not be wearing tie and suit and shouting and preaching fire, holiness, fire. In your corner, do what you can. Hallelujah. Do what you can. And there is a God who sits in secret, but his reward will be public. Hallelujah. He will see your labor of love in secret. He saw when you sacrifice your 100 naira to pay somebody's transport. He saw when you pray to see somebody. He saw when you are inviting somebody and the person was insulting you and you invited. You saw when you shared your testimony and people use your testimony against you. You still continued. You still continue. God is seeing it and he will reward you. What are the benefits of stepping out and carrying out the work? The one is you see supernatural abilities of God. In Mark 16 verse 20, the Bible says, "Where you go, I will go with you, confirming your word with signs and wonders." And then in Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, as they stepped out, they saw the mighty ability of God. Hallelujah. You may not know what you can do because all of us here are anointed. No demon to cast. Hallelujah. You move left, everybody is anointed. You move here, everybody is anointed. You want to cast demon, you cannot do much here. You want to do much, go to the village or go to where there are sinners. Is that true? Is that true? Come on, is that true? And when I went in family, I said, all of you that are forming, you are men of God. Forming emoji, family house. We'll go to the village now. You will show whether you are a real man of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? In family, people say, I'm man of God. I was president. I was sharing Greek and Hebrew. I was praying in prayers. I've been disturbing everybody and jacking. So I said, okay, man, we are going to the village now. What will share you? We'll know those people. Look for risk cases. You show us a shrine. You come and take care of that issue. You're a man of God. Hallelujah. So go and step out. Everybody is anointed here. There are not many demons to cast here. Go to the beer parlor. Go and see. When you see real problem, you forget your man. You hide your identity. Has that happened to somebody before? You see real problem. That's happened to me. Yo. I saw one case. Somebody was convulsing. I didn't even attempt to pray. I just advised myself, be going. But if you come here, everybody shouting, fire, 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 fire. When you meet real problem, when you see real witch, you see somebody real confessing, I killed 37 people, I did something like this. And then you see somebody begin to shift backward. The leader, take charge. You're the same person that you will not respect the leader, but now he's the leader. Hallelujah. But step out, you will see the supernatural ability of God. You'll be shocked many things that any of us can do here. I'm telling you, some of us here can heal cancer, but you don't know. You have not gone to FMC. She's a specialist here. I used to go there and not be praying for some that would just enter. I used to go there and test run the anointing. Is it working? It's not working. Go and pray more. Is it working? You pray. How are you feeling now? I'm still feeling it. Okay, it's not working. I'll go again and come back. Are you test? Step out. How will you know you can cure cancer? How will you know you can raise the dead if you have not attempted it? You must try it once. Is that correct? You must try it. How do you know that you can heal with sickness? Any sickness? Cripple if you have not attempted it. I remember how one crusade we went. Friday night they saw power. I ministered our power. And then the morning they brought cripple and one blind woman. I let them mistake in my life. That was when I know that women of God say, unto you are healed, come to the front. That is when I understood why they should do that. I will never repeat it in my life. I said, come to the front. Pray all the King James, all the Hebrew, all the method in the Bible. I knew I did. The man was looking at me like this. The eye was not, you know, it's blindness. It's not pain that you can say, maybe you bend and the bend will go. It's blindness. If he's seen, he's seen. If the man is not seen, he's not seen. This is blindness. After I did, I said, oh boy, I can't move. I can't. But at least I saw miracles in the first day. At least I stepped out. At least that was the first time. The next time I would have learned. Step out. Hallelujah. One day again, that is why once you bring problem, like somebody said earlier, well, if God can take the glory, let him take the shame. I will pray. Oh, I'll not pray. Let your eye open. I'll look, I did not open. I'll continue what I'm doing. They bring another person, I will do it. Because one day, as I say, oh, the eye will open. If not, if you continue saying no, you will never open an eye. So step out, and then you will see power. Hallelujah. Come back to life. The dead body is dead, properly dead. Come back to life. You pray 7 hours. Let them bury her in peace. Under the case, they call you, try. It doesn't work, bury her in peace. Continue praying for the dead. Not everybody that bends in the house I prayed for was raised to life. True of us. Babalola, everybody did get back to life. No. Middlesbrough, not everybody. Yes. You only raised 21. It's not only you. 21 is a big number. 21 dead people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you understand the gravity of, you know, somebody can only say 21. Me, I understand the weight now. For you to be able to raise one dead person. Only one. If I let you wake up and die again, you're anointed. You're laughing. Oh God. For you let a guy wake up and say, my name is this, and go back, you are anointed. Not talk of 1, 2, 21. Say he came back and his wife is dead. Say she didn't tell me she was dying. Come back to life. Why didn't you tell me you are going now? Okay, you want to go? Okay, you can go. That's the biggest word. So just imagine dimension. The first person he raised from the dead came back and the woman was died of cancer. Took her, jumped her to the wall and said, what? The lady fell back. Took her again, jumped out to the wall. The third time when she was coming down, she galloped and began to walk. That was the dead first person he rose from the dead. How many of you can hear that kind of miracle? Carry a dead person and jump the person to the wall and say, walk. Dead person fell down. Carry second. Third time when she was coming down like a block of wood, that was she started and began to walk. He would have never done it if he had never tried it. Step out. Many of us don't know that you can interpret tongues until you step out. Many of us don't know you have the ability of discerning of spirit until you step out. Many of us don't know you have word of knowledge until you step out. Is that true? Many of us don't know you have until you step out.
Because God, there is no point to show you what you have at home. Step out. Number two is you have divine direction. Then number three, finally, is you have eternal rewards. Hallelujah. Do you have what it takes to evangelize? Do you know what it takes to activate it? Will you do it? Will you use any of the methods? Hallelujah. Use them. All of us will be great if you do these things. Hallelujah. Use them. Tell them. Tell them. Invite them. Many of us, there are many people, Fumi came and testified at that time that, Moyo invited me, and after the invitation, I was glued my life. That was a blessing to her life. Is that true? So tell somebody that if somebody invite them, share your testimony. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Like when he shared his testimony, I was missing my life until God saved me. When God saved me, now meet a young secondary school boy that is behaving, he's a Malian. I'm a Malian, dying is here. You know what I'm talking about? Telling that kind of a story, see if his head will not be correct. I'm a Malian. And you know those people are saying they're Malians. Do you know them? You don't know them? You don't know Malians. The way you look at me, you're in Nigeria. So you used to look at me and see what is this guy talking about? You know, church people, they behave as if they don't know what they're talking about. But what they know, pastor, they even know half. Don't guy, I say I'm a Malian, I'm just sagging his clothes. I remember I was bobbing my hair, and the guy was just, I say, see this young guy. If I tell this guy, I don't think I can have his Bible. I don't even have a real story I can share to me. I don't even have plenty of experiences to share to people. But those of you that have stories, tell them. Say, come, boy, tell them you are better than them. This thing I did is even small level. Have you done this level? No, you're a small boy. Have you done this level? Forget it. You're not a small boy. So, I have done advanced iniquity. Your one is even premature. So, let me advise you. I have done advanced course. It's not working. It's not paying. Calm down. The boy will listen. You think boys are disturbing you? See a young girl wearing mini skirt. You think you have bum bum? I wore pants and walked out. Why are you laughing? No, tell them your story. Tell them I cohabited with a guy for 3 days. Sex, morning, afternoon, a young girl came to serve. Lost a boy. A fellow copper. Feeding, allowance, free sex. And the guy was beating her on top. I can take you to the house that I'm talking now. Not, oh my God. Jesus, I think I will not even share the other stories. There are more cases like that. Yes, true. My story is 100% true. 100. 100. The person walked to this. Let me keep quiet. True life stories. So that kind of lady, when she is properly saved, she will tell the young lady, your own is only, let me tell you, I cohabited a guy for 1 year. I did it. So tell them your story and say, your own is, you are a small girl. You don't even know anything. Calm down. They will listen to you. So do something for Jesus. Save a soul. Let them not go to hell on your account. How many of us have gotten something from the first and second session today? And how many of us have taken a decision? Now, first of all, before we do that, I said we're having a 6-hour prayer chain. I want us to write names of people you want them to be saved. People that are not saved, write their names on a piece of paper. Now. Our time is, we are exactly on the time to close now. So please, fast. We are waiting for us. You know somebody, you want the person to be saved. On Saturday, we'll be having a 6 hour prayer chain. 6 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll be praying on those names. Hallelujah. You know somebody, you want them to be saved. Write their name and give us a sheet of paper. Now, Ezekiel, can you come and collect every name? Please, time. If you know their full name, write their nickname, Nas, neighbor, or something like that. Just write it on the piece of paper. You want them to be saved. We'll pray for their salvation. Hallelujah. And you know somebody you are supposed to invite them tomorrow and on Sunday for the concert. Let's have overflow. Hallelujah. Let them come and hear the word of God. Please, let's be fast. Let's be fast and let's get the name. As we are doing that, let's cast our offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray concerning every giver that your seed is received and blessed in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So cast it and then give us the name and then cast your offerings. So that we close. Please, let's hurry up and be on our feet. Yes, on the keyboard. Hallelujah. Mm.
closer, draw to me. Long enough, he draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding hand.
Hallelujah. Please, can all eyes be closed? As the first word was on, and as this word is coming on, in case you want to rededicate your life, you want to say, Lord, I want to rededicate myself afresh unto you for your work. I want to rededicate my life once again this 30th of April. As the next month is starting, I will not be the same again. I rededicate my life for your work. Just lift up your hands. Let me pray for you from here. You want to make a rededication, a recommitment to God. And say, Father Lord, I want to rededicate my life. Just lift up your hands where you are. Let me pray for you from here. Father Lord, we thank you for every hand that is lifted. In the name of Jesus, may grace be available for you for the work. As your hands are lifted, may strange ability from God come for the work and be available for you. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.